Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Monday edition of the BT Ed News Show. I am Kyle Swagger. Hope everybody had a good old weekend, but unfortunately, Monday has returned, and it's July 13th. So we got a 13th, and we got a Monday. Ooh, cross our fingers this day goes well. Yeah, July 13th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend in around 5 minutes. Oh, so guess what? Apple may have jumped the gun a little bit with Apple Music. Seems the U.S. Federal Trade Commission, yeah, the FTC, yeah, they might be doing a little bit of investigating into Apple Music. According to Reuters, the FTC is looking into the treatment of rival streaming applications. Yeah, those like Spotify, RDO, you know, those kind of people. Trying to make sure that Apple's not violating any antitrust law. Now, the reason why that is because you may or may not know this, that Apple gets 30% cut from subscriptions paid through that program. Yeah, so say you sign up for Spotify using through iTunes. Yeah, Apple gets 30% of that. So really, that $9.99 a month that you were paying for Spotify actually becomes $12.99 a month. Thus making Apple Music cheaper. FTC's also looking into the app's numerous restrictions as well, including prohibiting companies from mentioning that their apps are also available on other platforms, and also pointing customers to their official websites to purchase goods and other services. Now, let's be clear about this. This isn't an official investigation yet. FTC's just merely examining things right now. Meanwhile, Apple's probably looking through their Rolodex saying, how many lobbyists have we got in Washington? Hey, torrent buffs and freaks out there, like your torrents. Hopefully they're like, those legitimate Ubuntu ones. You know, the ones you just download all the time? Yeah. Well, Chrome may not be your browser anymore soon. Seems that Google's browser is going to start blocking access to a number of big-name torrent sites out there. Now, we're not going to name those sites on this show, but you more than likely know what they are anyway. And since over the weekend, Chrome users started to discover that their favorite sites, they couldn't get into them. Now, while Google Chrome, they're not really completely blocking the site, shall we say. They're actually bringing up a warning saying, the site contains harmful programs, so do you really want to proceed? And of course, yeah, if you want to proceed, then you got to click through, and it's kind of a pain in the butt, really. Now, Google said no, they're not targeting torrent sites at the moment. They said it's just part of their ongoing security program. Aha, well, I see. Well, and speaking of program, you may want to decide to uninstall that Chrome program and install Firefox then. One thing that's got to be said about the Chromosphere Chromecast. Yeah, it's kind of sweet, isn't it? Unless your Wi-Fi signal sucks. But not anymore. For just $15 now, you can give Chromecast its own Ethernet port. Yeah, that's right, it's going to give your Chromecast a way of connecting a cable from a wall jack. Another thing that's nice about the Ethernet add-on for Chromecast is it allows power to pass through it as well. So if you had a weird way of trying to hook up your Chromecast to get power to it, you know, some USB ports don't provide power, now that's been solved for you too. However, though, if you're looking for gigabit speed, you're not going to find it there for $15. But the 10100 port should be sufficient enough for you to stream the video that you want over to your Chromecast dongle. Ah, yes, air travel. It used to suck. You used to get on a plane and go, I've got no internet, and you'd have withdrawals for about 6 hours. Ah, but those days are done. Ah, but with the luxury of internet and our flying tubes comes a lot of risk. And unfortunately, a lot of passengers out there, they're not really aware of just how vulnerable Wi-Fi is on an airplane. According to new research, they're saying that cyber criminals have a lot of time on their hands, particularly on long flights, and thus giving them plenty of time to get into all of your little devices. They're saying that most of this happens when people get on an airplane and they say, oh yeah, I need to pay my bills, maybe write some work emails, hey, do a little shopping online while I fly. So what can you do? It's a little thing called VPN. A properly configured VPN will tunnel all that traffic outside of the network, keeping you a heck of a lot safer. But if you really want to be secure and safe, it's probably best you pay that bill when you get back on the ground. And finally, oh, we all know the art of science fiction about channeling two brains together. You know, brain-to-brain interfaces. Well, scientists have actually been trying to tweak that for years now. And thanks to two lab rats, yeah, that might actually be coming true now. This is kind of spooky. A neurobiologist at the Duke University Medical Center has been making a lot of strides in research on this. Miguel Nicholas, the brain behind all this, no pun intended, has set up a team called BrainNet. It's basically a network of interconnected brains for four rats. Now, there's microscopic electrodes that are actually implanted directly to the rat's brain. chains, and each of those little rodents exchanged information with one another in real time. So when one solved a problem, the brain activity was actually relayed to the other pair through electrical stimulation. So upon receiving those clues to solve the problem, the other pair of rats actually found it easier to complete the task. Now, the researchers saying the demo serves as a tool to study social behavior among animals, but it also could reveal the potential of organic computers for human brains. No way am I going to have an Ethernet port coming out the back of my head. No, thank you. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Get on over to the website and check out this show and all the other great BTN shows at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow for another installment of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up on all the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. Until then, do your best to have a great Monday. I know it's going to be tough. And thank you so much for listening.